Shalom, everybody. In the slichos that we say on Tainis Esther, there is a piyut that we say that begins with the words Adam Bekum Aleinu. It was written by Reb Menachem Bar Machir from Regensburg in the south of Germany. He lived during the Crusades in the 11th century, and he was a great Talmud Chacham, a poet. He wrote a few piyutim that we say on Tisha B'Av, on Tainis Esther, and at other times. And in this piyut, we say the following words describing the deal that Haman and Achashverosh made regarding the Jews. Gamru lemochreinu ketel v'charitz. They, Haman and Achashverosh, agreed to sell us like a hill, a tail, and like a ditch, a charitz. They agreed to sell us like a hill and like a ditch. Gamru lemochreinu ketel v'charitz. What does that mean? What does it mean to be sold like a hill and like a ditch? So this line is based on a Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara discusses the plan that Haman and Achashverosh made to deal with their, quote, Jewish problem. In Megillas Esther and Perek Gimel, Haman tells Achashverosh that there is this nation, the Jews, that are mefuzarum forad bein ha'amim, this scattered, dispersed nation needs to be destroyed. And Haman says that he would pay aseres alafim kikar kesef. Haman will pay 10,000 silver coins to Achashverosh to be able to kill the Jews. And the Megillah continues, Achashverosh gives his ring to Haman, and then Achashverosh says to Haman, Hakesef nasun lach, the silver is given to you. You, Haman, do whatever you want with that nation, the Jews. But what happened here? Haman offers to pay Achashverosh, and Achashverosh ends up paying Haman? So what's going on? So again, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, quotes Rabbi Abba, who says that the situation is similar to two people, one of whom had a hill in their field, and one of them had a ditch. And neither of these, the hill and the ditch, they're just not places you can plant. So the owner of the ditch went around saying, who will give me a hill of dirt so I can fill in my ditch? I'm prepared to pay for it. And the owner of the hill said, who has a ditch that I can fill up with my hill? I'm prepared to pay for it. So each one needs the other. The owner of the ditch needs a hill, and the owner of the hill needs a ditch. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on that Gemara that we see from the Psukim and from this Mashal, that it wasn't just Haman who wanted to kill the Jews. Achashverosh also wanted to murder the Jews as well, and he was willing to pay for it. And that is what we say in our Slichos in the morning of Tanis Esther. Gamru lemochreinu ketel v'charitz. Haman and Achashverosh agreed to sell us like a hill and like a ditch. And on Tanis Esther, before the festivities of Purim can begin, we take the time in fasting and in tefillah to remember and to relive and to re-experience the evil schemes of Haman and Achashverosh, anti-Semites who looked at us like dirt, like extra dirt. Look at Jews like landfill, prepared to throw us into the ditch and walk on top of us. It's a sobering prequel and run-up to Purim. And it's not just Purim. We don't need such a great memory to remember the last generation of Jews, martyrs in the Holocaust, who filled ditches, Rachmana Litzlan, with their bodies because of the plans of Rishayim. And we don't need to be so knowledgeable of current events either to know that there are Rishayim alive today who would do the exact same thing if given the chance. But there is more. The Marsha Marenu Arav Shmuel Edels, who died in 1631, says on that Gemara that it's clear that Achashverosh is compared to the person who owns the hill. To him, the Jews were just extra people, separate, not willing to assimilate, not willing to blend in. They're like a hill, an eyesore, a huge impediment to their growth as a nation. They're parasites, living off the land and not contributing to its growth. That's how Achashverosh saw the Jews, and Haman saw the Jews like a ditch. However, the Marsha concludes that we know the end of the story. We know that ultimately Hashem thwarts the plans of Rishayim. Haman wanted to treat the Jews like a ditch. We know how it ends. It ends like it says in Sefer Koheles in Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches, Chofer Gumatz Bo yipol, chofer gumatz, one who digs a ditch for others to fall into it. Bo yipol, he himself will fall into that very ditch. And that, of course, is what happens in the Megillah. That's what the Megillah is all about. V'nahafochu. Haman is hanged on the very tree that he prepared for Mordechai. And the very day that he thought would be a disaster for the Jews actually became a simcha. And Mordechai, who he thought was going to be dead, he takes over instead of Haman. And that's what Purim is all about. Chofer gumatz bo yipol. And we believe that just as Tainus Esther turns into Purim, we believe that Hashem will turn, Imirtza Hashem, all of our pain and all of our suffering, God willing, into a day of La Yehudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha. Have a meaningful fast and Freilichen Purim, everyone.